when it gets cold, why it gets cold.
I bet your daddy knows what's cracking cornbread.
And then whenever you, then you take these cracklings and you can save them and hang them up, put them in a good clean cloth and hang them up there and let that oil all drip out. And them things are brown. See them cracklings, they've done brown. You fried them so long, it took you hours to cook that oil out of them or grease, and they're brown. And you hang them up there, let all the oil drip out. And I like them, you know, to eat them. Uh-huh. And they used to make cornbread and put these cracklings in it. And that is called crackling bread. Now you take dried lima beans, a big pot of them, and some of that crackling bread. Now that is delicious. Now that's good. You don't need no butter on your crackling bread. You can just eat it with just like that.
What about the other parts of the hog, like that you
like the head there? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you fix that head. You can way to really fix it. The first thing you do, you cut the head off right behind the ears. You just take the head off right off the neck, right where the neck joins on the head. You cut it right off. Then you take it and lay it down and split it right straight down the middle. And then you can skin the nose back. We used to call it the snoot, the nose of the hog. You skin it back and cut that off right below his eyes. Cut that old nose off right below his eye, and do the same way when you skin that lower jaw out, and do the same thing, leave it just as is, the tongue's there and all, clean it up, wash it, and take his ear, and you don't take the ear plumb off, but you bore it out, take the point of a knife if you know how to do it, and which I know how, because I did a million of them, I reckon. I did them in the market, and even after, of course, I knew how before I went to the market, but I did a lot of them. People come there and want a hog head fix, and I'd fix it for them. Then you take that and boil it. You just take that head and boil it. And if you want to make hog head cheese now out of it, you take and boil it, get it good and done, then you get in there with your fingers and tear that meat all off of that bone, see? And then you cut it up in little small pieces. Just take your knife and it takes some time to cut it all up like that. And you do the same thing with the feet. And it's a kind of a, when you boil the feet and do the feet that way, tear them all up and cut them up in there, it's a kind of a jelly. And it don't show while it's hot. It kind of look like a jello. When it gets cold, the juice from this head and these feet, and you put your seasoning all in, what seasoning you want in it, and peppers and everything, and then you cook it a little bit more, and then you pour it out in a pan, and that will harden and gel just like Jell-O, but all here, and that's hog head cheese. That's what you call hog head cheese, or you can just eat the hog head just like it is with sweet potatoes. It's good. I love it. And in fact, I buy every now and then. I'll find some hog ears and things like that in the markets, and I just buy me a.
I had one thing that when we went to South America, even chitterlings.
Yeah, what? Chitterlings. That's the entrails of a hog.
They clean them all out.
Wash them. You wash them.
A lot of people like them.
I do. I like them myself. You take them and clean them real good and wash them. Mama, she'd wash them through about, maybe 10, 12 waters. And then they'd be just as white as you couldn't get anything whiter.